This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McIntyre is making the most amazing dish today with carrots. How are you doing?
I'm great, John. How are you?
Not so bad at all. This is carrot and potato cakes.
Yes, and it's just a celebration of carrots, really, because and the carrots I'm using are actually the ones not fit, are not deemed to be fit for display in a public place.
Mm-hmm.
A wee bit like the ones from Goldsmiths. So, friends of mine had processed carrots, and I was visiting them the other week, or last through the week, and I saw, and they had this big thing with full of carrots. And I'm like, what are they for? Well, those are just for animals, you know, because we can't really sell them. So I have a big bag of them, and these are being used. They taste exactly the same,
exactly
as the ones, you know. So it's and why would somebody's horse, you know, benefit when I can?
Exactly. So, but yeah, this is a rare dish. This is a kind of, I said earlier on, it's like breakfast, lunch and dinner and tea all in one here.
It is. It's very versatile. Now, it's going to be brunch today. But, I mean, I had a few just mashed buds left over. No, just plain mash, no butter or anything in them, because then these won't work. So it's just, you know, so that's your base. It's a bit of mash. And then just grated carrot, onion that you fried, you know, fried up in a wee bit of oil, just salt and pepper and scallions. So really, John, it's about the carrots.
Mm-hmm.
And the potato is the glue that's holding it together, and a wee bit of flour. So it's kind of like a potato cake with carrots run through it. And if you can hear them in the pan now, and I've got just put a bit of oil on them, cooked them in a bit of oil, and they're lovely and golden, you know, on one side here. It's just with the carrot and with the potatoes going golden as well. So then they'll go lovely and crispy.
So you've boiled and mashed the spuds?
Yeah, and then the carrots are raw. So they're just peeled and coarsely grated and they're run through it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our first. So they're bopping away there. They're great. And then because they have quite a few carrots, I thought, well, you know, they do have a limited shelf life, but what I did was I've made quite a few of them into carrot jam. And it's not a sweet jam, it's just a jam that you would have with cheese, or you could have it with any kind of meat, or even just, you know, if you're having a curry, just have a blob of this jam, because it's just carrots, loads of grated carrots. You know, get your kids to grate the carrots, good exercise for them while they're doing Joe Wicks, you know, get them to. And then you're just cooking off some onion, ginger, garlic, and some oil. And then when that's all nice and soft, just garam masala, bit of turmeric, some chili flakes if you want. And then just put the carrots in, and then sugar and vinegar, whatever vinegar you have floating around, not balsamic, just like a white vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And just pretty much boil that for about half an hour, 20 minutes to half an hour, until it's, you know, that sort of, you know, that sort of jammy, syrupy stage.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I've never heard of carrot jam in my life.
Yeah, no, I can't remember where I saw it first, John, but I think it's just one of those things. I think, you know, it's lovely and tasty, I have to say, and I even reserve some myself, which it's just, and it's one of those things that you put into a nice clean jam jar, put the lid on, and it's only going to get better, mm-hmm. you know. And then you have these lovely carrots, which are perfectly in season now, and they are so, as you said earlier, they're so sweet. I mean, they're just brilliant, aren't
they're
they?
Beautiful.
And so this is a nice sweet jam, but it's you've got the vinegar in it to cut through. You've got those nice spices and the ginger, the heat from them. So it's just a really well balanced, and that's sort of to go with your carrot cake. Or chicken or beef or absolutely anything, even oily fish. I've done this with John and it's lovely. You know, nice bit of grilled mackerel or, you know, herring. And then the other thing that I've done to this, just to add a wee bit of, so you've got your carrots are lovely, they're lovely and crisp here. I don't know if you can hear that. That's the crispy outside on them.
Oh, lovely.
And then you've got your jam, and then just something, you need sort of something creamy. So just, I did was just do this sort of onion yogurt. And really just slice an onion very thinly and just put it onto a sheet of parchment paper, spread it out in the parchment paper, into a low oven, leave it for about a couple of hours until it's golden and crisp, chop it up finely and put that into your yogurt. And it is just season it with salt and freshly ground pepper, and that is nearly addictive, that, you know, because it's just, you know, if you have a nice big, lovely big thick Greek yogurt and then this onion and salt and pepper going through, it's beautiful. So nice blob of that. And then we want a bit of crunch as well. So yes, outside of the carrot cake's crunchy, but what I've got here is just a, you know, these mixed seeds that you get. So these are just smoky seeds, you know, you get them, you buy them in bags and health food shops, the supermarkets, and they're just, it's basically sesame, sunflower and pumpkin seeds. And then just take equal parts of those seeds to breadcrumbs and fry them up in a bit of oil. And then just at the very end, just a wee bit of smoked paprika, and fry them all up until they're lovely and crisp. If you can hear them there, John, they're just... And what I do is make those up, because they're done in oil. And when they're cool, just put them into an airtight dish or airtight container. I see that mixture there of those smoky seeds, just on, even if you just have a soda with a bit of, you know, a fried egg on top,
yeah.
and that's it.
Smoky seeds.
So, yeah, and I'm going to do an egg now because I've got my pan on quite low here, and I just got a wee egg. Actually, came from the same farm as the carrots, and just into the pan. And then what I do, John, is just, you know, is put a lid on the egg.
And you're frying
just cook
it
really gently. Just a wee, put a wee lid on it, or a plate, and just until it's set beautifully, and that's it. So don't overcook. You know, people tend to get the fat really hot and fire the egg in, and it's all crispy. Yeah, just treat your egg very, very gently. Pretend it's your own bottom going into that pan, and really, really gentle, and do it nice, and put a wee lid on it, and just treat it with a bit of respect. There you are. Nice soft egg, crispy cakes, crispy seeds, and that jam and yogurt.
I mean, it's got everything. It's got the kind of comfort food of the carrot and potato cakes. You've got the carrot jam for that wee bit of exotic. You have the onion yogurt for a wee bit of salty kind of, you know, that crunchiness, yeah. And the smoky seeds then, and then on top of the fried egg, one plate.
An egg, exotic eggs and carrot. Who knew?
That's exotic. Absolutely. So if you've got a bag of old sweaty carrots sitting in your fridge at the minute and you're thinking of making another pot of carrot soup today, don't do that. Do this.
No. Do this, exactly. Or make the carrot jam, and you'll have carrots forever.
Isn't that class?
There you are.
Paula, thanks a million. Enjoy your carrot and potato cakes, carrot jam, fried egg, onion yogurt and smoky seeds. Very jealous, very jealous. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.